I have found a website recently. It's a satire website. Has anybody ever heard of The Onion before?
The
what? TheOnion.com. It's a site that just makes up fake news stories. And it's a satirical, funny site. Well, there's now a Christian version of it called the Babylon Bee. And this article called the Babylon Bee.
Like the letter
B? No, like the buzz bee.
Oh, okay.
And they had a story. Does everybody know who Steph Curry is? The guy that chews on his mouthpiece and all that? So the headline of the story, backstory, Steph Curry has his own shoe. You know, LeBron's got the Nikes. Well, Steph Curry has his 413 brand, standing for Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. So he can run higher and jump faster, according to Philippians 4:13. But the satirical article says it's got him hanging his head in defeat. It says, devastated Stephen Curry discovers context of Philippians 4:13. And it says, thoroughly baffled after losing Game 7 to the Cleveland Cavaliers Sunday, despite his frequent assertion that he can do all things through Christ, which strengthens him, he assumed would include winning as many NBA titles as he wanted. That's what the story says. Steve reportedly pulled his Bible out of his locker and hastily flipped to Philippians 4:13 to make sure he'd been reading his life verse correctly all these years after the loss, only to discover, much to his devastation, multiple additional verses before and after the text. So what they're making fun of is he'd claim this as a proof text. Equals, I can win as many basketball games as I want to because I have Philippians 4:13. Then they have a fake quote from him. He says, wait, what are all these other words? Curry exclaimed after the unbelievable loss which made the Golden State Warriors blow the first time to blow a 3-1 lead. I have learned in whatever situation I am content. Seriously? In whatever situation? A shocked Curry reportedly then sat on the locker room floor in disbelief. It doesn't mean I can do anything at all because of Jesus? I can't believe it. So, at publishing time, he's now realized it's not an ironclad promise that he can win as many titles as he could. Now, that's funny. That's satire. But that is every Christian that we know to some degree or another. I have claimed that verse when the Christian coach came up to me and the game was on the line and I had to do X, Y, and Z to get the score. You could do all things through Christ, Steve! Like, touchdowns and home runs matter in that verse. But what's funny is Steph Curry actually may... He may learn something doctrinally from the historic defeat. He may learn to not proof text. But the reason I bring all that up is that's what's interesting about grace doctrine. Is they won't listen to you. Let's take Philippians 4:13 off the table. How about Psalm 37:4. Has anybody ever claimed that before? Delight thyself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. People claim that all the time as a proof text. Where do we find that? Psalms? Under the law? Under the covenant with Israel? But Carol, who was here last week, she claimed that verse as a Baptist woman for 7 years trying to get Terry saved. And she was delighting her brains out in the Lord and trying every way she could to delight herself in the Lord so her husband would get saved. Didn't happen. The preaching of the cross was what it took to get him saved. But people claim these verses. They'll claim a proof text because that's how they're taught. and they'll run with it as long as they can. What about Isaiah 53:5? By his stripes we are healed, our Pentecostal friends. You want to claim the front of the cross, but you don't want to claim the back. Get your healing today. You never heard that before?
Oh, I have.
What about Jeremiah 29:11? NIV version, of course. I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you. And how many people do we know are in church this morning claiming that? And it's working out. And they tell stories. I got the job now. McDonald's gave me a raise to $6 an hour. I'm claiming it. And it's all happening. But what happens when the historic defeat comes? What happens when you've won more basketball games than any team ever in the history of basketball and have a 3-1 lead and blow it? And your whole world falls apart. I know that was a satirical article, but I'm using it as an example. What happens when you don't get your healing? What happens when your plans to prosper, you're now bankrupt? Your proof text failed you. We all know the proper response to that. It's secret sin in your life, brother. You didn't have enough faith, sister. But the point is, the proof text will always fail. At some point, if you live long enough, you can claim Jeremiah 29:11 as long as you want, but at some point it's going to fail. What about Psalm 37:23? The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And I just know that because this circumstance happened, God wants me to do this, and because of that circumstance, and you're just bouncing around from circumstances trying to figure out the secret encoded message from God on what you're supposed to do with your life. People take these proof texts all the time, but what happens is nobody will listen to you. When you try to show them context, when you try to show them how to rightly divide their Bible, when you try to show them why that verse says this, they will. But the only time they will listen is when it falls apart. When they've had the desire of their heart and it's clear they're never going to get it. When they've been praying for X and it becomes clear it's not going to happen ever. When all that falls apart and they're left standing there going, why? Why does God hate me? Why does God not keep his promises? Why is God's word maybe not true? That's where we can come in and minister to people. Because that's the point where they're going to be open in our fake news story with the basketball player that reads, there's verses before and verses after? It takes that point. And that's why we need to be equipped with understanding our Bibles and understanding not only our doctrine, but understanding other people's proof texts, where they get them, why they claim them, and how to answer them. Why didn't this work out for me? That's when we need to be ready to come in and say, hey, Steph Curry, it's okay. You got to read the verses before and after. It's how to be abased and how to be abound. So God's keeping his promise to you last year and this year. Last year you were abounding. This year, not so much. And that's a silly example, but in my experience, that's when you can be, when you can come in and their preachers failed them. All their proof texts have failed them. Their denominations failed them. Their friends have failed them. Everybody they know that told them everything to do or not to do has failed. That's when you can come in and say, I can tell you why. I can tell you why that happened, why that didn't happen. I can show you in God's Word. So that was one that I added this week. Just a thought I got from that silly news story. Second thing, did anyone hear about the car crash on 21 a couple weeks ago? State Route 21? That's what I learned about God from Steph Curry. This is what I learned about God from Facebook. So we've got State Route 21 here, going down through Canal Fulton. Four-lane divided highway, right? Here comes Arcadia Street. I drove past this spot yesterday. Right here, when I drove past, there were birthday balloons on the ground at the spot where this person was killed. So I didn't know this had happened, but on my Facebook feed, I don't know, like, people show up on my feed that I don't even know. I don't know if it's friends of friends or whatever, but I see this thing come up, and it's a picture of what happened. The driver of the car was trying to turn northbound on 21 off Arcadia, apparently did not see the giant white van that was barreling down the road at 65 miles an hour, and got T-boned right in the door. Driver dead, passenger alive. So there's a picture that shows up in my feed of the van crashed into this little Hyundai. Looks like maybe a 2000 Hyundai Sonata. The person is a Christian, apparently. So let's see what the Christian had to say. The Christian posts this and says, "I was driving by this moments after it happened, even before police or paramedics got there. Mom was one car behind me." So I don't know which way he was driving. I don't know if he was driving on 21 or he was driving on Arcadia. He doesn't say. But either way, it was him and Mom. "If we were a minute or two sooner, it could have been us. Praying for everyone." Then in his comments, now first of all, don't we as Christians learn to do that in church? If we were near some kind of tragedy, "It could have been me." As if certain death was guaranteed by driving 21 that day. It wasn't, was it? Lots of people drove through there and survived. It was just that girl made that choice when that driver, they both chose when to leave. They both chose to be driving on those roads. You know, it wasn't certain death, but this guy's making it out like, "I skated death. Praise God." In the comments, this is what got my attention. "God watches over his children." Can I find Bible verses that show that? God watches over his children. I can find you lots of Bible verses. But that's the comment. "The Lord had his hands upon you. Praise God." All right. "Praise God for his mercy." Did anybody notice somebody's dead? So what do we learn from the Christian about God in this situation from the testimony of these Christians?
He didn't love the girl in the car.
Okay.
Okay,
no love for the girl. What about favoritism? "Praise God for his mercy. He kept you alive. Let her die." So the Christian apparently thinks he gets favor from God. Isn't that the opposite of grace? Grace is unmerited favor, open to all on the planet, right? Anybody else have anything that we can learn from about God from what the Christians are saying? We need to praise him. Apparently, all these people think that God was driving these cars, right? So we need to praise him for killing someone while he kept the Christian alive, right? Okay. So praise him for half a miracle? Wouldn't it take much to keep everybody alive, right? If he's moving all these vehicles around, why couldn't he keep the girl alive?
What about the driver of the van?
Driver of the van's okay.
Was he a Christian?
I don't know about the driver of the van.
That would be my next thought, would be if he was showing mercy to the guy who was driving who missed the accident mm-hmm. and chose to kill the girl, well, then what about the driver of the van?
Maybe he was only slightly mad at the driver of the van, got him a few injuries.
Yeah. So kind of,
yeah. It's amazing. I don't know what it is about these giant white vehicles, but, you know, I used every truck I got was a big white truck. These things are like 25 feet long. They're 8 feet tall. I've been T-boned. Every giant white vehicle I have, I've been T-boned by somebody. And they all say the same thing. I didn't even see you. It's giant. But regardless. So while the Christians are blathering on like this, here comes a comment. And from the best I can tell from looking at the profile, this person's not a churchgoer, not a Christian at all. But while all these Christians are praising God for his mercy and loving kindness and wonderful, providential, miraculous protection, this woman comes along, she says the guy's name. The girl who lost her life was my friend's niece. It was her 17th birthday. Pray for the family. So we have now Christians saying, let's just call these people agnostics. What can we say about them so far? Do they have a perspective maybe that's more rooted in reality here?
And more compassion.
Compassion.
For the girl.
Mm-hmm.
Because the rest of them didn't even mention the girl.
Yep. What else? The woman had the sense to speak up, say, stop this, get your perspective right, maybe a little bit more courage. Are we proud of that?
Should be ashamed.
Are we proud that, and, you know, I looked around on this woman that made that comment. She was presented herself well and was excellent and all that. I had the page with all of her stuff and it's on another computer. I couldn't get it. But where did the Christians learn to talk like that?
Church.
You don't learn to talk like that in the real world. You learn it in church. I learned how to talk like that. I have talked like that. I'm not proud of it. But you're taught, boy, does it make, when everybody's standing up to give testimonies and talk, it's always, you can one-up the next person. Why, I was going to be on flight 93, but I was going to buy the ticket. And the Lord spoke to me in that moment and it just said, stop. And I didn't buy my ticket. And I know. Really, what happened is the boss said, hey, no, you need to be on the flight to Dallas, not L.A. today. But you forget those details as you spin it, right? But we as Christians learn to tell stories like that. And we come off, that's sad. I mean, I don't know whether that girl was saved or not, but if she wasn't, that's a sinner for whom Christ died. And now she's dead. And the first thing I can think to say is, hooray, God, for protecting me because I'm so wonderful. And like you said, nothing about the girl, nothing about the family that now has to bury their teenage daughter. You don't get over that. My neighbor lived across the street from me for 12 years, had a child die as a teenager. He is 78 years old, and if you ask him about it, he will still start crying. You just don't get over that. And now that family has to deal with that for the rest of their lives. And it's not the Christians pouring out support to them, help, love, care. It's, ha-ha, we're great. God protected us. We're wonderful. And I know this is just an anecdote from a couple of people's Facebook, but these people both showed up on my screen and apparently showed up on their own screens. What kind of testimony is that of Christians? And it's because we're told we walk by faith, not by sight, right? It's pretty clear. Let's read the verse here. 2 Corinthians 5. This is why I don't go on Facebook much. I get so mad so quickly. Second Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. That's pretty clear. Anybody disagree with that at all? As we have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk we in Him. How do we receive Him? By faith in something we couldn't see, right? Words of a book. But what we're taught in church is you have faith now, so you can walk by sight. Since you're now a child of God, why, you just need to analyze your circumstances and the things you see around you and find God's secret hidden messages. That's the opposite of what that verse says. We walk by faith, not sight. This person saw something, apparently was too busy to stop and help the people. He didn't say anything about that. I'm sure he just drove on. Wow, that looks bad. Bye. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. But he saw things, and then he spun a story that somehow had something to do with his faith. The opposite of what that verse says. So I would just, if I could, encourage all of us to be people of the book. And when we see things happen, understand that just like our Lord Jesus Christ said, things happen by chance. Chance, is, you know, people say, I don't believe in chance. Well, you don't believe the Lord Jesus Christ then, do you? Because He does. By chance. What's chance? 17-year-old girl had to go get her driver's license, right? Somebody had to get her a car, or she had to buy a car. Her friend that was with her, they decided to go someplace, right? They had to decide what time they're going to go, where they're going, what route they're going to take. The guy in the white van did the same thing. And by chance, of all those previously made choices, they happened to meet in a violent way right there. It's not that God is crashing them into each other and you get to die. Christian, come on through. I love you. I have favor on you. But that's the story Christians tell. So that is what I learned about God from Christian people on Facebook this week. And non-Christian people seem to have God's reality here in the dispensation of God's grace more right than the Christian folks do.